morning. It is 8 a.m. You are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond. We are Richmond's independent radio, radio for the rest of us. I'm Taw Feathers, your host. The show is intertribal, and it comes to you every Saturday from 6 to 9 a.m. It's always a pleasure and honor to be here, to stand behind the mic and share this music with you. Today is a mix of several different things. We're celebrating the holiday season. We are celebrating the solstice, the end of, and also the end of the Mayan calendar and the start of a new Mayan calendar. It's cyclical, folks. It's cyclical. At least, you know, that's the way many look at it. So the old Mayan calendar, which covered 5,000 years, has come to an end, and the new one, which covers the next 5,000 years, will continue on. We're celebrating the first day of the new Mayan calendar. I don't have any information as far as anything, but really it's all up to us, is it not? Yes, it is. So we're going to be celebrating many different aspects on today's show, or we have been celebrating. We're into our final hour. So we're going to start with Robert Mirable. This is Days Before Christmas. It's towards the end. It's got a happy, or shall I say, a healing theme. But it's not, this is what can be found in many Native cultures on the reses. Alcoholism is a serious issue, as is suicide, teen suicide. The children just aren't feeling that they have a future. That's some major issues that they do deal with. And this is Robert Mirable, Days Before Christmas. And it'll be followed by John Denver with Please Daddy, kind of bringing home that issue of alcoholism. So then, of course, we'll move on to more music. We've got some new CDs. I've been playing off of them. I'm looking forward to playing another one from Flying Down Thunder and Risation. We also have Wolf's Heart, who has put out a holiday CD, so I'm going to be pulling from that pretty soon. And then, you know, we'll see what we have. Let's enjoy.
The Days Before Christmas. Grandpa jumped up out of bed, silently stepped over me. I opened my eyes, saw a dark silhouette go out the door. Loincloth catching the wind, getting caught in the screen door. Grandpa yelling, "Shh," an Indian accent. He opened the screen door quickly, then came the yelling. Grandma got up. Mom and Sister Lou got up. The door was wide open. Moon shining brightly made the snow fall in shimmering glow so cold. My uncles and aunts were all standing outside crying, while Grandpa in his loincloth beat up Aunt Lame's drunk husband. My uncles and aunts were all standing outside crying. Grandpa in his loincloth beat up Aunt Lame's drunk husband. The Pueblo nights were long and cold. Cliff walls of snow piled in between mud wall alleys with small icy footpaths on either side. Hip came home from the army on furlough. Tall shaved head pushing the thin native body into a different world. Learned to drink in Virginia, learned to be a radio operator, wrote his wife and children from Hawaii where he was stationed. He brought back the first phonograph to the Pueblo, and he played music from Hawaii. He called it hula ne, hula music. He grabbed the towel, wrapped it around his waist, and wiggled his hips, made his children and us laugh. Several nights before Christmas bonfires, he brought Grandma and Grandpa presents. All his children wore bright Hawaiian shirts to the Christmas pageant. We were all jealous. They were all in town buying groceries and gifts the days before Christmas feasts. "Lame, Lame," he said. You take the kids back home. I'll be back in an hour. I'm going to talk to my friends. You better not drink, Auntie LeMay said. She hugged him, then got into Jose Torres' taxi, stuffed 8 kids into his station wagon. Auntie LeMay rolled down the foggy window and saw him go into the La Fonda bar, a place she knew well. Many times she had to get him out of there. Uncle Hip, drunk to the maximum, terrorizing us and his family who lived next door to us. Auntie LeMay, married to an alcoholic. But we didn't know what that word meant. That was our reality. In the middle of the night, he would howl like a wolf on top of the village houses, kicking up moonlight dust, dancing back and forth like some evil spirit, banging the door and yelling, acting like he was on some American army base, radioing his wife through the window. LeMay, LeMay, come in, LeMay, 10-4. LeMay, LeMay, let me in, homo. That was nothing new. We grew up with that next to us. And many of us at the Pueblo knew about that life. You couldn't keep anything a secret. And we weren't trying to. Everyone had our same experiences in different parts of the Indian Pueblo. Learn to read. Learn to write. Learn to speak English. Learn to drive. Go to the army. Learn to drink. Learn to kill. Learn to fight. Learn to hit. That night, she started crying. He started pushing around his kids. I heard all this sleeping next to my mom. And the glow of the fire, this would not be the last. Hell's reservation dogs would howl not this night only, but many more. A few nights before Christmas, Grandpa beat up Auntie LeMay's husband. Old Grandpa beat Auntie LeMay's husband up. My aunts and uncles crying. Grandpa choked her daddy, their military pop. Tied him up to the drying rack to sober up in the cold and for all to see in the morning. You know, I don't remember seeing him the days before Christmas, but on Christmas I saw him dancing the deer dance. I noticed his blue swollen wrists where Grandpa tied him up, his moist deer skin over his thin native body, keeping time with the ancient ceremonial drum. Black Eyes Clown came and carried him off back to the kiva. Indian, non-Indian, hunter, army, drinking, ceremony, spiritual, drunk, kill, dance, reality, dream. Like some mean project, put this and that in a flask, mix it up, boil it up, the psychological physics of the gods and goddesses, and given a good drink to the conquered modern native, to infiltrate the old native structure of hope. Given a good drink on the days before Christmas to Mr. Lujan. On one Christmas day, many, many years ago, what nerve of the gods, a wicked Christmas present for Auntie LeMay, a scar across the top of her lip, a wicked Christmas present for Auntie LeMay, forever to remain, only recognizable on the days, on the days, on the days before Christmas.
just last year when I was only 7. Now I'm almost 8, as you can see. You came home a quarter past 11, fell down underneath our Christmas tree. Looked outside the window. She told me, son, you better go upstairs. Then you laughed and hollered, Merry Christmas. I turned around and saw my mama's tears. Please, Daddy, don't get drunk. I don't want to see my mama cry.
And good morning. You're listening to Inner Tribal right here on 97.3 LPFM and www.wrir.org. That was Flying Down Thunder and Rhization with Visions Dub. Just before that, Wolf's Heart, Wings of Love and Peace. And preceding that, John Denver with Please Daddy, Don't Get Drunk This Christmas. And yes, John Denver was of Native heritage, so I decided to play some music from him. The late John Denver, let's put it that way. I don't know about you, but I do miss him. Robert Mirable with Days Before Christmas. All right, let's see what's coming up next. Is we've got Keith Sokola with Christmas Time. Then we're going to play Oakham's Carol. And that is put out on the YouTube channel by someone entitled Bat Fancy. And I had watched this some years back, about 2 years ago, and I wrote him and I said, thanks for posting. How did Samson Oakham help Reverend Wheelock start Dartmouth? And that's where the song, this is one of the reasons why I am playing this. And it, Samson Oakham was of Native heritage, and he made a tour of England meeting famous theologians and others, and somehow got Lord Dartmouth to give a lot of money to the school when it was, the school was actually located in Connecticut, he believes, at that time. And then, of course, Dartmouth was founded in New Hampshire, up in that area. Or is it Vermont? Anyway, if you have that information, regardless, it's up in the New England area. And the reason why I'm confused is because when we went to go visit Dartmouth, we were living in New Hampshire, and I can't remember if I was in Vermont, if we went to Vermont to visit. But it's real close to the border in any case. So that is the information on the song that's coming up in just a little bit. So we're going to play Keith Sokola and then head over and play Oakham's Christmas Carol or Oakham's Carol. Let's enjoy.
Christmas time comes once a year. Christmas time is near. Spread the joy, happiness, good tidings cheer to last throughout the year. Santa Claus is on the roof. Can hear the reindeer hoofs. Go to sleep, dream of angels, peace on earth for gingerbread girls and little drummer boys. We've been good all year long, man. Our band's called the Church Mouse Choir's Band. Songs we sing was Silent Night, the first Noel, Star of Bethlehem, and Jingle Bell. Here comes Santa Claus. Oh, oh, oh.
Just a real quick note. Yes, it is in Hanover, New Hampshire. All right. This is Oakham's Carol. Enjoy. He's walking away. That's it. They show signs of wild cranberries. Huh. I left that information on the web so you can go visit. Studio 23, the only communal printmaking workshop and print-specific gallery in the Richmond metro area, is pleased to announce their fourth annual mixtape show. This year's theme is Remastered, and it's a group showcase allowing artists to bridge their interests in music and art. Studio 23 is open Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 1 to 4 p.m. at 1617 West Main Street, and gallery admission is free. The exhibit will stay up until January 16th. You can find more information about Gallery 23 and the mixtape show at studio23.org or call 804-254-7302. All right. You know, all we want for the holidays is to continue the music and talk radio you discover when listening to WRIR. This holiday, help the station with a donation. $50 gets you an awesome WRIR t-shirt. You can keep it for yourself or give it to someone else. We'll even gift wrap it and mail it on your behalf. Any donation made before December 31st may be eligible for a tax deduction. Keep quality local programming on the air by donating at WRIR.org. And happy holidays. All right, we are going to continue. Coming up next is is going to be Roger Begay with Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, followed by War Scout with Let It Snow. And, well, we'll just keep the music coming. Let's enjoy right here on 97.3 LPFM and www.wrir.org. But first, an announcement, two promos.
On Tell Me More, we tell you more. Orders ranging from personal finance.
I hope you're able to save more and spend more wisely.
To international affairs.
Although the issues in Zimbabwe are different to those in Kenya.
To matters of faith.
The fundamentalists that I grew up with, they weren't interested in world domination. They just wanted to be left alone.
So join us on Tell Me More from NPR News.
Weekdays, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. on WRIR LP 97.3 FM.
This is the Werbitides. Tune in to the British Breakfast on WRIR 97.3 LPFM with Gene in Richmond, Virginia, USA, and broadcast live around the world at WRIR.org.
WRIR.
Hey, oh, hey, 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 oh, hey, 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 hey Oh, wait. tender and mild. Thank you.
Merry Christmas. Happy Yule. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy solstice, everyone. We've covered it all. Happy end of the Mayan calendar and the start of a new Mayan calendar, because we've got our own calendar change coming up in just a couple of days. All right, that was Gabriel Ayala with Canon in D. Consuelo Chocon with Silent Night. Robert Mirabal with The First Noel. Toadie Niche Z Singers and Friends with Grandma's Navajo Christmas. War Scout with Let It Snow. And of course, Roger Begay with Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. All right, to all the British people who are tuning in, this one is for you. This is going out in the spirit of the independent artist, which is what our radio station is all about. My favorite time of year, the new Christmas song by the Florin Street Band. Hope you will enjoy right here on 97.3 LPFM, www.rar.org. Stay tuned. The British Breakfast is up next. Enjoy.
Oh,